The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela, welcome back. What are the three most important things that you can do when you move into your new house?
I speak from experience here. In October, we moved into a new house.
That's right.
And I will tell you, these are three things that we did. And the first one was change the locks, because you never know who might still have keys to your house. And so you sleep better at night if you change the locks right away. You also want to find out where your circuit breaker is and learn which fuses control what parts of your house, and then label them accordingly. They may have been labeled when you moved in, but make sure you double check and make sure they're labeled correctly. Because if a fuse blows, you're going to need to find the right breaker, and you're not going to want to have to search around. We have a great video about circuit breaker basics. In fact, you can watch it at houselogic.com/radio.
And by the way, Pamela, in my experience buying homes, I have never found the labeling of the circuit breakers to be 100% correct. Not even once.
Same here. Same here. Yep. So that's an important point.
Okay, number three.
Know where your water shutoff valve is. It may be in or outside your house, and you need to know how to turn it off, especially at this time of year when pipes could freeze and burst. You know, and it's the kind of thing like your circuit breakers that you need to know before you need to know, right? Before there's an emergency, you want to be on top of that. Another good thing to do is next time you have a plumber out to fix something in your house, have the valve inspected. You may find that if you bought an older home, you have an older gate-style valve, and they're more prone to sticking than the newer, more reliable ball valves. So you might want to replace it. That'll only cost you about $200 to $400. And let me add another tip for new owners. Take care of any necessary maintenance, like toilet handles you have to jiggle to make the water in the tank stop, or you know, the flappers in your toilet tank that need to be replaced, or things like weather stripping that needs to be replaced or added. Because all these little things, when left unattended, create recurring extra costs for you, you know, every month that really start to waste your money.
What can you do outside?
You want to make sure you take care of your hose. If it's connected to a spigot, disconnect it, drain it, and store it. And the reason I say that is that a frozen garden hose can do more damage than a busted hose, and it can actually cause pipes to burst in your house, because when the water in the hose freezes, it expands and it increases the pressure throughout your whole plumbing system. So you want to make sure you take care of that hose. Now, if you don't have frost-proof spigots, close the interior shutoff valve leading to that faucet. Open and drain the spigot and install a faucet insulator. They cost only a couple of bucks, can save you a lot of trouble. You also want to seal cracks and holes in outside walls and foundations near water pipes. You know, just use some basic caulking to do that.
Let's go back inside the house. We mentioned crawl spaces. What about exposed interior plumbing?
Well, you know, you want to keep your cabinet doors open during cold spells, because that's going to allow warm air to circulate around pipes. That's particularly true in the kitchen and the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And it's also a good idea to keep a trickle of water. Your mom probably told you this, or your dad. Like, I remember my parents telling me this. Keep a trickle of water flowing through faucets connected to pipes that run through an unheated or unprotected space. Now, if pipes are in an unheated area like an attic, crawl space we talked about, or garage, the best thing to do is to wrap them in inexpensive foam insulation. If it's a severe climate that you live in where it gets really, really cold, you can use thermostatically controlled heat tape. That'll run you from $50 to $200, depending on the length. And that will turn on at certain minimum temperatures to keep your pipes warm.
Okay, then there are pipes that are in the walls.
Yes, there are pipes that are in the walls. If your inspector found signs of water damage, mold, and moisture buildup on walls when you were buying your house, it might be worth the couple hundred dollars it costs to open up the wall and really beef up your insulation.
Terrific. Pamela Gertz-Kabati, talk to you next week.
Thanks, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.